Lovely. Well, here we are outside the Ratcliffe on Sewer power station, and one of the protesters has just come out to greet the support demo. Tell us what you've been doing.
Well, we climbed up the conveyor belt. Well, just walked straight in for a start. The security was non-existent. Just walked straight to where we wanted to be. Climbed up onto the conveyor belt and a couple of people locked on. We were there for about an hour and a half, something like that. Then the police turned up and clipped the person I was supporting out and told me that if I left then I wouldn't be arrested. So I just walked out.
And so there are still people locked on to obstruct the thing?
As far as I know, yeah.
And what have they been told about anything? Are they just being released one at a time, or...?
I don't know.
Why did you do it? Was it worthwhile?
Yeah, completely. We managed to get them to put the power station on a lower level or something like that to cut down the amount that they're using because they couldn't pump any more coal up the conveyor belt. So we've slowed it down a little at least.
And you've drawn attention to the issue. It's jolly well done for that, mate.
Yeah.
Did you only meet policemen or did you meet any company representatives?
Did they have anything
to say to you?
There were workmen there who we chatted to. We got on with fine and they were very interested in why we were here. And then the police just arrived like maybe 5-10 minutes ago up the chute.
When you were first greeted by them, were they antagonistic? Were they expecting you to be trouble, or were you placid, or how did that work out?
It was all fine. Like they weren't expecting us to come here at all today, I don't think. And the workmen here were quite relieved to get a break from work, I think. And the policemen were a little antagonistic, but it's what you expect, really.
And when it comes to cutting of D-locks and lock-ons and things, were they at all expert at that sort of activity?
Well, I don't know. The guy who I saw cutting a chain off, I don't know if he was qualified. I have some sort of idea, although I'm not an expert on the law, that the police need to have qualified cutting teams to unattach people when a chain's next to someone's skin, for example. But he just picked up some bolt croppers provided by the people at the power station rather than some bolt croppers that the police would have brought with them themselves. And use those to clip them out.
Jolly well done. Thank you very much. Cheers.